Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning. This is Bruce Hall. Roy G. is in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
And, Roy's already with us. Hey, Roy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a lot better than you are because I watched that game, all of it, and it was a great game. And the West Virginia Mountaineers lost another tight when they lost 50-49 to Oklahoma, and all they did was score too early. And then, you know, I blame Dana because somewhere while he was setting a Guinness Book of World Records for boomerang headphones, he was chucking his headphones and they would bounce right back to him. He was throwing them at a referee and it was like a yo-yo. And, you know, at the same time, he was cussing his every nasty word you can probably think in a book.
Yep.
And it was over a lot of calls because those referees had their hands full because there were so many calls last. That game lasted 4 hours. You know that, right?
It was a very long game.
Yeah. It was a long game. And, you know, luckily for us, didn't go into overtime, right? I mean, if it had gone into overtime, it would have been a five-hour game.
It was pretty bad.
Well, were all the bars closed when everybody walked downtown, or did they keep them open late and just tell the ABC people, sorry, we got to sell some booze here?
Well, we were set up to do our post-game show at Whisper Lounge, which is where Whisper Nightclub, which is where we do all of our post-game shows for Sports Man Cave.
Is that a gentleman's, naked lady bar? Because it sounds like it. What was it called?
No.
Whispers?
Whisper, yeah.
Whisper.
Whisper. But no, it's not a gentleman's lounge. It's a nightclub.
Is it a place that men can fraternize with other men?
Matt's not a Matt's married. He doesn't have any idea about that stuff.
It's not a gay bar either. No, it's not. But we were setting up.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Just want to hang out with like-minded individuals.
Roy, listen. Right. Listen, come on. 5% of the vote for Obama was the gay vote. Okay, so let's not alienate everybody. Okay,
right.
and I have a lot of gay friends that love football and love baseball, and they come. You know, I see them all the time, and so anyway, keep going. Go ahead. Whispers.
We don't discriminate here on this show.
Oh, and you can't talk politics, or I'm going to turn you in.
Yeah, don't. I'm not.
Roy has a government job in addition to this job.
Thanks, Bruce.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm going to keep you straight.
Don't worry about the hatch act.
Straight cash only.
But the town was dead, and until about an hour after game time.
What did they do? Go home and take a shower, like for the first time in the weekend?
I guess
it is,
so.
It is West Virginia.
Brush their tooth.
It's Saturday night. Every Saturday they take a bath. That's what I've heard.
Is that what you hear?
I mean, people in West Virginia, besides brushing their tooth, they take a bath. Sam Huff's going to kick my butt when I see him.
Yes, I've heard all the stereotypes. But yes, downtown traffic was terrible.
One stoplight?
People were talking about closing down the bars early.
There were two lines for sheets.
Hey, Roy, when there's 90,000 people in town and there's one stoplight, it's going to take a while to get through downtown.
But the bars actually got pretty packed towards at about 1 o'clock. People started filing in. And the bars don't close in Morgantown until about 3:30. So.
God, can you drink until 3:30 in West Virginia?
Yeah.
When's last call? 3:10? So this is safe.
Last call is 3:30.
You know, I just realized.
No, that's not true.
Hey,
it's 3 o'clock.
Roy, I just realized how you and I can make a ton of money.
Yeah.
We need to open a taxi service in Morgantown.
There you go.
Go ahead. So they got beat. They're 5-5 now, mm-hmm. but they're going to crush Kansas, and that's going to be my NCAA play of the year.
Yeah,
don't care what the line is. He's putting a 90 burger up on Charlie Weiss. Don't you agree?
I do. Well,
all we got to do is give the ball to number one. What's his name? The guy that ran for 346 yards on 14 carries?
Yep.
What's he averaging, 25 yards per touch?
Well, he's not even – I mean, he's not our running back.
No, I know, but don't you think –
And they just finally started using him. If you get the ball in the hands of your best players, good things happen.
Especially when you can spread, and he can throw the ball too. So I mean, they got to respect that. Hey, let me tell you, Oklahoma's great defensive backfield didn't look so good to me. No. I mean, they couldn't cover anybody.
I mean, Geno Smith is still a very, very good quarterback.
Of course he was
a Heisman favorite for many weeks, and there was a reason for that. We saw that last night, and you're exactly right. It was a case of scoring with too much time left on the clock.
He'll probably get an invite, to the Heisman Awards anyway, hopefully. I'd love to see him go up there. If they end up 8-5, he'll probably will. But if they end
With Klein losing last night.
Oh, God. He didn't lose. Hurts. He didn't lose. He got beat like Geno got beat a couple times.
That hurts his Heisman. I mean, it sucks to say that because it's only one loss. But when you lose towards the end of the season, it hurts a lot more than it does in the beginning of the season.
So let me ask you NCAA people this, and if you're listening to the show, we're talking NCAA football right now, which we always do the first segment because it's, what we remember last before we pass out on Saturday night. But the thing of it is that, where are all of these guys going? I mean, Southern Cal. Well, first of all, let me ask you a question, Roy, because you love the NCAA, and I know you're a big Lane Kiffin fan. Where's Lane Kiffin going to be next year? Because he's not going to be at Southern Cal. Now, he's been given, the vote of confidence by the athletic director at Southern Cal, who's Pat Hayden, by the way, who used to play for the Rams as quarterback and was also – Pat Hayden was a Heisman Trophy winner at Southern Cal. Where's he going to end up? Because he's totally messing up a very good football team.
Well, if history shows us anything, the more that Lane Kiffin screws up, the better job he gets. So he screwed up in Oakland. And they got
so you're saying he's going to be the Cowboy head coach next year, America's team. That would make sense because his wife looks like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, only much better.
I would say that he's probably going to be at USC again next year, but
he hasn't even had a recruiting class,
and then they had the sanctions. They were in a lot of trouble. This was their first year, back. They had a couple of big transfers from Penn State that came through, didn't really play out for them. I mean they were the preseason ranked number one team in the country,
which is a joke.
Yeah, well,
what a joke that was.
Yeah.
Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be right back with more. But some kind of
madness. We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I got Roy in Morgantown. He's probably in the shower. I can't hear it, though. Roy, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you? All right, listen, let's go through the top 10 because we had number one and number two get knocked off yesterday.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. If you're an NCAA guy and you hate the BCS, this is your year because they're going to screw this all up. And it looks like they've just played Alabama and a couple of other schools back into the mix, which is pretty amazing when you think about it. And let me tell you, I didn't think Oregon looked that good last night. I watched that game, too.
So what you're telling me is that Maryland has a chance.
Maryland
now.
Still has a chance. And, we're going to go to that.
They're going all the way.
Yeah, we're going to go to that, too, because Maryland is evidently moving to the Big Ten, which, Roy, you haven't even seen it. I mean, locally here with the radio stations and the television stations, they are all over that, and nobody wants them to go to the Big Ten. I mean, that's like, let's move to Chicago. Oh, thanks a lot. That's
well, in, Huh? In the ACC, when they were going through the buyouts and the meetings in the beginning of the season,
right.
Maryland and Florida State, and I believe Clemson, voted against the changing the buyout prices because there's also rumors that Florida State and Clemson are going to be heading to the Big 12.
No, you know, I don't doubt that, and I'll tell you another thing. It looks like Rutgers may go to the Big 10 too. Now, here's my question. Maryland has a great wrestling team, and I always bring wrestling into this because it's the oldest sport in existence that we know about. There may have been more sports 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, but there was definitely wrestling 3,000 years ago. And, you know, the University of Maryland just got rid of, what, 9 varsity sports this past year.
Yeah,
they got rid of men's soccer. Yeah, they got rid of everything. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and women's sports and men's sports, and they blamed it on not having any money. Yeah. That was their excuse, okay? It wasn't Title IX. It wasn't any of that. What happened was Gary Williams left, a great basketball coach. They brought a new guy in. Turgeon's going to be every bit as good as Gary was, I think. That's me personally. But they got a football coach that everybody hated and wanted to leave school, and all the boosters in the M Club decided they didn't want to give him any money anymore. Yeah. Well, you know, Maryland boosters are so finicky anyway. First of all, you know, there's a lot of them anywhere from Philadelphia all the way to D.C. I mean, thousands and thousands of people. They give anywhere from 1,000 to hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. In 1 year, those people can cut it off. They just do it all the time. And it's sad, really, because you take a team like Maryland, when they play Duke and they play the University of Virginia, they got all of these rivalries that they've built over the past 50, 60 years. And, you know, the ACC goes back into the 50s, basically. You know, you had Wake Forest and you had University of North Carolina. And you had, at one time, you had University of South Carolina in the ACC. Duke, you know, you name it, University of Virginia, University of Maryland, Clemson. Clemson's been in and out of the conference, but you're saying that you've heard Clemson, and I heard
Clemson
that too.
Yeah, Clemson and Florida State to the Big 12. There was very big talks of Florida State moving to the Big 12 this summer. When WVU moved to Big 12, there was very, very heavy rumors that Florida State was going to be the next to come, and that if Florida State came, that Clemson would go with them. So,
well, they're following the money, because what it's all about is money. And there's more money in the Big 12 and Big 10, evidently, than anywhere else. And you know what? If that's what it takes, good for you. But it really does screw up people, you know, especially alumni, who now they have to travel somewhere else. Now, listen, when East Carolina, I keep bringing up ECU because that's where I went, but East Carolina is in Conference USA. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if I want to go see a championship game sometime, I might have to go to UTEP or, you know, I don't want to go to Rice. I don't want to go all the way to Houston to see East Carolina play. Now, if they're taking teams out of the ACC, East Carolina should be in the ACC. I mean, you couldn't describe an Atlantic Coast Conference location better than Greenville. It's an hour and a half from the beach, and it's about, you know, I mean, from the Atlantic Coast, you know? I mean, it's right there. You know, sitting in inside off the Outer Banks of North Carolina, it's 2 hours, 3 hours to Charlottesville. It's, you know, it's close to Clemson. It's close to the University of North Carolina, and Duke are an hour and 15 minutes away, Durham and Raleigh. I mean, you just get on the interstate and you're there. So, you know, it will create opportunities for other schools, I think. And I think teams like East Carolina need to take a look at maybe, you know, they need to get over it. Well, actually, the University of North Carolina needs to get over East Carolina being their bastard child. Because that's how they've treated him forever.
I think that if ECU does want to make a push towards, you know, a bigger conference, I think the Big East is a conference that is, you know, they've extended their invitation to a lot of different schools.
Right.
So,
You know who's supposedly going in is Connecticut. Into the ACC. Well, you know what? A lot of people don't know this, but the University.
Syracuse.
Yeah, but the University.
As well.
Yeah, I know, but the University of Connecticut has a ton of people there. I didn't realize it, but I think they have like 35, 40,000 students. That's a big school. And Connecticut has great education anyway. I mean, they have one of the best high school. As a state, they have some of the best high schools in the country. from a standpoint of testing and grades and so forth. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. I'm on the phone with my buddy, Roy G., who's up in Morgantown, West Virginia, and I'm guessing you're like the only person within about a mile's radius of you that's awake except the people making donuts at Dunkin' Donuts and drinking coffee, and there's probably a couple of AA meetings going on near you right now. And I know there's church later this morning, but let me ask you this. I mean, do people generally take the day off of church in Morgantown when they're up till 5 o'clock in the morning, or do they get up and go?
When I was a student here, we went to church on Wednesday nights. So they had that was like college night. So
did that really
my caffeinated drink is kicking in.
Bruce just hit the mic with his can.
Yeah, with my empty
Wednesday
can.
Nights. That's crazy.
Hey, let me tell you, Wednesday night was spaghetti night at my church.
Yeah, we went Wednesday nights. That was college.
It was
night,
like five. It fit with everything else. Hey, back in night in the '60s, it was like $1.50.
Nobody wants to get up on a Sunday morning.
Oh, it's hard.
Especially after a...
What? Especially? Go ahead.
Especially
yeah. Silence. I love you, Roy. Hey, listen, let's talk about the top 10 quick, and then let's get on in it. Let's get to NFL football. Because it's you know what? This is a phenomenal week in the NFL. We're over halfway, and I'm figuring this out. For the fourth straight week in the NFL, and you can check my results on nhbowl.com. That stands for National Handicappers Bowl.com. I was cited last week. They did a page on me in the totals division. I went undefeated, and I'm in the top five again, or I should say as usual, in both divisions, in straight up divisions, and when I say straight up, I mean in picks and in over unders.
I was crazy in totals last week. I went 11-2.
Whatever.
What's great is Bruce was.
What's great is I hear about. I always hear about it on Monday.
I have to say this.
What?
You're great at NH Bowl, but you're at the bottom of the list for.
That's because doing that stuff. I mean, it's all I can do just to pick something. But I got to tell you, when you handicap games, if you're looking at 13 games now, right, because we still have buys.
Yeah.
But we're getting about 13, 14 games a week now. And when you look at that many games, you know, I mean, that's why there are lines, because they're all pretty much good. All I'm looking for are the ones that don't make sense to me. And that's what I pick. I'm not going to pick every game. I just can't do it. Now, I know you've been hammered a few times too, Roy, because I've looked at your thing. But point is that you still have a straight cash homie, right? Mm-hmm. You have the picks you like the best. Do you know how many plays I have today? 4.5. I only have 2 straight plays, and I may not even play them both. I may just play one.
I have 7 top plays, and only 2 of them are lines.
Well, you can only put 5 into our bet. So just remember that when we get going, I can't forget to do that either. Well, let's do top ten, and let's start with number one. Who got knocked off last night?
Okay, yeah, we'll start with number
Kansas
one.
Kansas State, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Kansas State lost to Baylor
and just killed their. Hey, how about Baylor? You guys beat Baylor, right?
Yeah, that's what takes me off, man.
You guys beat the crap. You scored 70 points on Baylor.
It was like 70-61,
and the number one team in the country, right? Kansas State loses by what? 28 to them.
Something like that.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
52-24.
Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, Kansas State is somewhere between 6 and 14 now. Who was number 2, Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon lost to Stanford.
And by the way, that was my play of the day if you called my 800 number. 1-800-466-4748. My play of the day that I went in on. I went in on it with a friend of mine who also made it his play of the day. And they were getting, are you ready for this, 22 points. That's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
So I had them plus 32. I had that going for me. but Stanford, to me, looks like an NFL football team. Stanford, they've got speed. They've got size. They're smart. And they have a great coach. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. The Oregon coach just got out-coached last night. Big time. I thought that they ran the ball too much. I thought they should have thrown more. It seems like they always had somebody open throwing the ball most of the time. But they, you know, they kind of clamped down on their running game a little bit.
Well, that's their offense. Their offense runs out of that run spread.
So, oh, I know.
I mean, that's what sets up the everything that Oregon does is all about speed and finding lanes, whether it be a bubble screen or a draw or that's Oregon's offense.
Well, this was a team that was averaging in the 40s, and they scored 14 points last night on Stanford. Yeah. And by the way, the game wasn't at Stanford. It was at Oregon.
It was in
Yeah, I mean, and those fans, I don't know, it wasn't Morgantown, buddy.
Cuz they're hurting more than I am this morning out there.
Listen, during the West Virginia game, it was so loud when you guys were moving the ball and playing good defense. And I will say this about West Virginia, and you know, we're talking West Virginia here, cuz Oklahoma, what were they ranked? Were they like 12?
Yeah, 12.
They were 12. All right, go on. Who was number 3 going into yesterday? Notre Dame?
Yep. And
so are they going to be number 1 now, Roy, you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, who is number 4?
Number 4 is Alabama.
Now, they're probably right there, number 4, because they won 49-0 over who? Western Carolina?
Yeah, Jesus. Alabama will jump to the number 2 spot in the country, which is terrible.
Oh, do you think – is that what they've already figured out? Pretty much.
That's what I've figured out.
Well, you know what? If you know how to do it, then you might as well be the guy to decide. I'd love to see Bama number 2, and I'll tell you why. I want them in the championship game because I picked them to win the damn thing.
No, I don't want them. Alabama is going to – it's probably most likely going to end up playing Georgia in the SEC championship game. And to me, especially now that Kansas State and Oregon have been knocked off yesterday.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
Eggs.
Hey. All the people that are – what do you call it when we're on the air and
listeners?
No, goofball. You know, streaming. Yeah. All the people that are streaming to hear us right now in West Virginia, they understand exactly what that word means. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Fine. But the winner of the SEC championship game is going to the national championship. With Kansas State losing and Oregon losing, Notre Dame's the only undefeated team. Alabama and Georgia are going to play for the SEC championship game, and Georgia, if they can beat Alabama, will play for the national championship.
It's not going to happen. I've seen Georgia's team. You know, but let me tell you.
Georgia's good.
Yeah, they're good. But you know what the problem is with Alabama? The only problem they have is they have no pass rush. They can't get any pressure on the quarterback. You know, they don't have the guys that got in there for the last two or three years and just put so much pressure on opposing quarterbacks. All right, who's number 5? Who you got?
Number 5 is Georgia. And Georgia.
Okay, who's number 6?
And Georgia beat Georgia Southern 45-14.
Yeah, that was a throw-in game. They paid Georgia Southern a ton of money. What? And they played that, by the way, at University of Georgia. Okay, because it's money. How about number 7?
Well, Florida was another one of those money games, and they beat up on Jacksonville State 23-0.
Jacksonville State plays football? You got to be kidding me.
Apparently, only when Florida pays them to.
All right, how about number 7 or 8?
Number 7, LSU squeaked by Ole Miss.
They almost got beat by the Ole Miss Rebels.
Should have.
I saw. The guy ran back a punt, 90 yards for a touchdown?
Yeah, they should have been beat.
They had the game won. And who's number 8?
Johnny Football. I love this kid.
Yeah, but he can't kick extra points. He needs a square toe to kick extra points. He needs to call Mark Mosley and get a shoe from him. Who's number 9, Roy?
And South Carolina, 24-7 over Wofford.
Wofford has a football team?
Yeah.
Okay, number 10.
Number 10 was those Florida State Seminoles that we were talking about, possibly moving to the Big 12. They beat Maryland in a matchup of maybe former ACC opponents.
Hey, we're gonna be right back, Roy. We got to go. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce. God, I love doing that, especially since she introduces me, that wonderful, she must be beautiful because she's got a great voice. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy G. in Morgantown, West Virginia, recovering from a hard night. Yeah. Not only did his Mountaineers lose a tight one, but it was one of the most entertaining games I think I saw all year. And knowing Roy, he probably stayed up for a while, knocking down a few cold ones. We went through the top. There's no denial going on here. Listen, we knocked out the top 10. Florida State is 10-1, Roy. Do they have a chance to play for the national championship? Because they really probably don't. Now, Alabama has another game. They play Auburn, but they're not going to lose to Auburn. Auburn's not that good this year. They're not going to get there, are they? Oh, wait a minute. If they beat Florida, they move into Florida's spot probably. And they might even pass Georgia because Georgia plays Georgia Tech.
If they beat Florida and Georgia and Alabama both lose, maybe in an outside chance. But I don't think. Everyone else has to lose.
You know what? It almost happened last night, didn't it? Now, let me tell you, the game, it's not going to be as good of a game. Matt Barkley got hurt last night on the last play of the game, at least the last play that he was in there for. He went down hard on his shoulder and had his arm in a sling, and I guarantee you he's not going to play next week against Notre Dame. That's going to hurt their chances. Now, I got to tell you, there's a guy in Kansas City, Matt Cassel, who you and I both believe he got to where he is because of some hanky-panky that goes on in New England anyway, and never even took a snap at USC, right? And he signed for what, $20 million for 3 years or something? I mean, he had got an incredible contract in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And he was a backup quarterback at USC, so maybe their backup – is every bit as good as Barkley, because the last few games I've seen Barkley play, he's thrown like 8 picks. And his Heisman days, in my opinion, are over. I mean, they've been over. Yeah. This cat from Texas A&M, in my opinion, is the guy to watch now. I like that kid.
Yeah, Johnny Football.
Don't you think they can finish strong, win their last game? Don't they play Texas next week? I think they do.
The Heisman race is wide open now.
It's good.
And what he did this past week, running for 2 and what he passed for 3, had 5 total touchdowns.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, Alabama, as good as they are, they really don't have a Heisman candidate except that running back, right? Mm-hmm. And besides that, they don't have a defensive guy. Usually Alabama's got this linebacker that they can throw into the mix. But you know what? It's going to be real interesting. This kid from Texas A&M, after watching him last week with that game they won, I think he's got to be a step ahead of everybody right now, and I like him. Hey, let's talk NFL football. You want to pull that stuff up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can pull. Let's talk about this game first. We'll talk about the Bengals and the Chiefs. The Cincinnati Bengals are 4-5. I'm not a big fan of the Bengals. I'm not a fan of the ownership group. There was a great piece article that I pulled off of Twitter this week that I retweeted to 8 million people that follow me or whatever. And there's actually not 8 million people that follow me. I don't actually go out and beg for people to follow me on Twitter like a lot of people do, and I don't want a lot of followers.
He makes me do it at Bruce Hall Sports.
I got 300 followers and I follow about 300 people, and you know what? It's a tight-knit little group.
Follow me.
And I can tell you this, Sean Salisbury and I, we talk to each other. So he's all, you know, a lot of the people that follow me, I can send messages to that are secret, which is kind of cool. Everybody doesn't get those. And, well, you know, everybody's laughing because I'm this 59. By the way, I had a birthday this week. I'm 59. Yeah. You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
buddy.
I know. It's great. I made it. Now, a lot of people lost a lot of money this week because nobody ever thought I'd make it to 59.
You're a man. You're 59.
Hey, I'm 59. I'm a man. I'm a grand man. So that guy's sick. Hey, they kicked ass yesterday, Okie State. But there are a few recruits short of being a top 10 team anymore, I think. But anyway, the Bengals and the Chiefs, you got A.J. Green. He is the Bengals. Andy Dalton threw 4 touchdown passes, and I don't think he threw an interception. And he actually threw some passes longer than 20 yards for a change.
Was it the first play of the game?
Yes.
It was one of the first plays of the game to A.J. Green.
Yeah.
And it was that deep ball. And that was kind of – that set the tone for the whole day.
You know, A.J. Green is a freaking stud, but I don't like him. The more I listen to what he says, the more I'm not going to be one of his best fans, because you got to learn how to act, okay? Kids watch you. People watch you. Be humble, man. Be thankful and be humble and do as much as you can for everybody else, because guess what, AJ? You got it dicked, okay?
Well, I'll tell
You do. You got it made. So let's help some other people out. Don't tell everybody how great you are, and don't tell it. You know, I just don't like that.
AJ Green looks like Tim Tebow compared to Chad Ochocinco, who was the last big receiver in Cincinnati. So at least they're moving in the right direction with their receivers, right?
Well, have you ever seen the body on this guy, AJ Green? He's stronger than Megatron, I think. I mean, to me, he looks like he's got a better body. And you know what? He's doing some things this year that Megatron's not doing this year.
Calvin Johnson's definitely have a down year. I feel like I have to call him Calvin Johnson now because...
Well, he's not Megatron. He's maybe Singletron or, you know, Nontron. Simpletron.
Microtron.
We could get into a very serious problem here. Now,
it's
listen,
scientific.
Roy, who do you like in this game? Because you pick every freaking game. Who do you like game?
I have Cincinnati -3.5.
You know, I like that pick. Plus, aren't they on the road?
They are on the road.
And, you know, Kansas City, let's talk about Kansas City briefly. Besides the fact that they suck, okay, and the fact that Romeo Crennel is 130 pounds overweight, and he needs, what is that called when they get that thing that Charlie Weiss got, laprosuction?
Or lap band.
He needs a lap band surgery. The thing that I'll never forget about this year was Romeo Crennel going to his presser right after a game, 10 minutes after a ball game, and going, oh, I don't know why he only got 5 carries. I mean, who does know? Romeo, you're doing the press conference. Why
He fired himself this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He just fired himself last week. He's got somebody else calling defensive signals. Yeah. Which,
like that defensive coordinator sucked.
Hey, I knew who I thought I was. But, you know, I don't like him. I'm going to leave this game alone. I'm pulling for the Chiefs because they took the Pittsburgh Steelers this past Monday night in overtime. And you know what? With a little bit of luck, they'd have won it. You know,
I had the Chiefs 10-6 this year. Imagine how embarrassed. I feel like crap every time I have
Roy, we both kind of liked him. No, we both kind of liked him. And but we did. Thank God we didn't pick him to go to the Super Bowl. Let's go to that. Well, you know what? You've got the Bengals. I'm pulling for the Chiefs. The Chiefs have only been outscored 157-78 in a 6-game losing streak. Let's go to the next game. Let's talk about the Eagles and the Redskins, Roy.
Alrighty.
Hey, two teams that are on a suicide watch. 3-6, 3-6. I shouldn't say that because Andy Reid's son died of a heroin overdose in training camp. And no matter what happens, Andy Reid is a great person. He's a great guy. He's a great coach.
And he's done a lot for this franchise.
He's done everything. And their owner, Lurie, you know what he is. This guy treats Andy like he's never wanted. He's worse than Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder wouldn't fire him. You know, if we had 14 winning seasons in a row, you think Snyder would fire the guy? Give him half of what he owns. Probably let him sleep with his wife. Who knows?
Snyder will fire anybody.
Did I say that? I didn't mean that. But the Eagles, listen, the Eagles have to win this game. Yeah. The Redskins, listen, last week after the game, or was it 2 weeks ago? Because we had a bye week, right? 2 weeks ago, what was it that Mike Shanahan did? He went to the podium at the presser after the game and basically said, well, it's over. You know, so many words. He said, we're going to have to evaluate talent now. I mean, that's where we're at, blah, 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 blah. And everybody.
I feel like that's what you should do going into a bye week, though. I feel like you should evaluate your talent.
I agree, but that wasn't how it sounded if you'd been at a press conference.
Right.
Okay?
No. I understand what
you're saying. Everybody I know that was at that press conference said, we were all dumbfounded. Nobody knew what to say. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened was nobody really said anything. You know what? You know where they said something? On Twitter. I love it. Hey, for the first time in generations. Oh, I love this music. The dream of home ownership is being threatened. Turn that up. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. Hey, and if you got a minute, go to AugiesItalian.com and give Eddie a call and get some food for the football games this afternoon. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. This is Bruce Hall. I got Roy G in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's like he's sitting next to me, only he's really small because I can't see him. Roy, I'm sitting in your chair. I like your chair better than mine. Your chair doesn't move around like mine. I've almost wiped out in my chair a few times. Hey, listen, we've talked about a couple of games. Mm-hmm. Who do you like? We haven't talked about who we like in the Redskins-Eagles game. Tell me who you like first.
I like the Redskins.
Okay.
I like the Redskins minus 3.5, and the Washington Post is reporting that Pierre Garçon will play today.
Yeah, that's what they say. My over-under for Pierre Garçon in plays is 6.
Yeah.
I figure he's going to run around. He's going to catch one pass. He's going to get tackled. He's going to limp off, and he's going to collect a check. You know what his game check is, by the way?
I don't.
It's like $848,000.
That's not a bad day.
I mean, it's nice to get a check like that once a week. The Redskins, I was on them early when the line was 1.5 as it opened on Monday. And as soon as it busted to 3 and 3.5, I got off of it. Because, like I said, both of these teams are on suicide watch. Neither coach may be here next year. I mean, a lot of people think that Shanahan's going to stick around. Yeah, I agree. I don't think they're going to fire Mike, even if he goes 4-12. I think they keep him for one more year to see what kind of a team we have next year. And if we go 6-10 again next year, if I was Mike, I'd buy a tanning club somewhere. Because that's what he's into, is getting tan. By the way, did you hear about what happened to him in last week in Pittsburgh? He lost his passport and like $1,800 or something. People made a big deal of all the cash. That's not a lot of cash, man. You gotta carry a lot of cash around with you.
That's his change that he left on the nightstand.
I mean, he tips that much. Yeah. The guy's making $7 million a year.
There's no one that works for Dan Snyder that doesn't have $18,000 or $1,800 in their pocket.
Guys, he's making $7 million a year. That's $35 million over a 5-year deal. You know, he needs to carry a lot of cash with him, so he should just toss $100 bills behind him when the kids are behind him. I don't like the Redskins here. I may go to this game. Now, I thought I had tickets to this game. I do not. Somebody either stole them or I lost them, but I do have a parking pass. So I was telling Matt, I'm just going to go park and roll the windows down and chill out and listen to the radio for about a half. I'll tailgate with the guys over at the big tailgate over by the place. Let's go to the next game, Matt.
Oh, hold on.
Whenever you're ready, Matt.
Boom.
Pow. Hey, let's do Green Bay and Detroit. This is a huge game, Roy.
Yes, sir.
Green Bay's minus 3. They're 3.5. What are you showing them at, Roy?
I see them at minus 3, yeah.
Okay. The over-under's 52.5. There's some things happening. The Packers have won 5 of the last 6 games. You know, they're still chasing the Bears. Even though the Bears lost to Houston this past week, they're 8-2. They did lose Cutler, which is good news for the Packers. If they're going to compete for the crown in their division, they need a win here in Detroit. 4 of Detroit's last 5 games have been on the road. Now, listen, when I was up there for the World Series, they won at home. That was the one game they won at home. 2 of the best players for the Packers will be out this game. Charles Woodson, who's out for the rest of the season. And guess who's not playing? Clay Matthews. And now, if they can't get the pressure on Stafford, you know, with not having Matthews in there, because you know the other linebackers, they don't put a lot of pressure on him. They've got more big run kind of guys on the Packers. A.J. Hawk's one of them. The other guy, can't think of his name, but those are run guys. They're big guys. If Stafford has time to throw, it's going to be an interesting game, I think. But here's the problem. Rodgers has a phenomenal record indoors. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's ever lost indoors.
He's pretty good indoors.
Yeah, I don't bet against him when he is indoors. But if you held a gun to my head, everybody in the country is on Green Bay. I'd take Detroit because Detroit has to win this game. The Packers will probably make the playoffs even if they lose this game because they still play Detroit again. I'm going to leave this game alone, Matt. Let's go to the next game. Roy, can you see St. Louis and the Jets? This is Matthew. Oh, yeah, people. It's my straight cash homie play.
Straight cash, homie.
You got that right, Randy. Hey, was Randy up there last night? Oh, that's right. He's a Marshall fella.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? He plays football, too, in the NFL still. I forget. I figured Randy had relocated to Colorado, and he's probably got 500 acres of some good killer weed.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's legal in 5 states now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Five states. So for all you guys that really like the smell of weed, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, where else?
It's still federal.
Yeah, we like it for the smell.
Illegal, though.
Yeah. We don't like marijuana. We just like the way it smells. Okay, so here we go. St. Louis and the Jets. This is the reason it's my straight cash homie play, a number of reasons. Do I have to tell the people in New York, especially the Jet fans, all the problems they're having? No, I don't have to tell you the problems. I don't have to tell you about the locker room, gutless, people that are, they always make comments, but they won't leave their name. Yeah. You understand? At the end of the week, even some of the players left their names and said, man, they shouldn't be doing this to Tebow. He's doing everything he's asked to do. It's not his fault he's doing stuff. I personally think that the Jets are the absolute definition of an average NFL team right now. If they're 8-8 at the end of the year, that's probably not a bad year for this team. Mm-hmm. They've got Mark Sanchez trying to quarterback a team with no talent, okay, on his offensive side of the ball. Yeah, he's got a running back that runs north and south that can run over people, but he can't catch a ball. If you threw Sean Green 10 passes playing catch, he'd drop 5 of them. He's not the kind of guy that they need with that offense. LaDainian Tomlinson was the kind of guy you needed in that offense. Okay, they don't have enough wide receivers. Their best wide receivers are hurt. Their tight end drops balls. He's hurt all the time. Here's the things going for St. Louis today. You got a guy over there named Brian Schottenheimer. You fired him last year. Now, he and Rex are still friends. I believe that. I don't think Rex burns relationships. I don't think he burns bridges when he's done with people. And I don't even think that was all his decision. I think Tannenbaum had something to do with that. And Tannenbaum, earlier this week, had a presser 2 days ago, and he got real kind of snippy and defensive about some of the questions he was getting. Like, now Tannenbaum has paid his dues. He's been around forever. He does an average job. He's got an average team. He might even be better than average, okay? They got a vice president now, or president of the team, that came on board in April, and he knows what he's doing, but he's more of a marketing guy. He was the guy that set up the deal with StubHub.com so that the league could make millions off of ticket brokers like myself, because I was a ticket broker for over 25 years. And StubHub is the biggest because everybody puts their stuff on StubHub. That's how stuff moves. You got Brian Schottenheimer payback game. You got a better quarterback than Sanchez and Sam Bradford, right? You got a great running back over there that is getting healthy. His groin is getting better. He rushed for 100 yards, Steven Jackson, last week, right? Yeah. You got Danny Amendola back, who was on my, he's not anymore. Everybody's been on my fantasy team, but somehow or another I lose these good guys because I forget you can keep them and not play them. Thank you very much. But Danny Amendola, Matt thanked me. I won. I'm 6-4. Don't give me a hard time.
Matt just sits back and sees who you drop.
I know. Danny Amendola caught 11 passes last week, and he's about 90%. He's going to catch a bunch today against the Jets, too. And I got to say this, and this is in defense of the Jets, which I don't like to do, Roy, and you know me. I mean, I'm not a big Jet fan because I'm not a big Rex head coach fan, okay? But here's the deal. If you're going to if you're going to have Mark Sanchez as your quarterback, you've got to get him some talent. He can't play without good players. Right now, that in, the defense is better for the Rams. Their coach is a lot better. Jeff Fisher has turned this team around. They played a team I think is going to be in the championship game in the Super Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers. They played them to a tie, a four-hour tie last week. They're only given 3.5 points. Take St. Louis today, people. If you don't take
St. Louis. How awful is a tie, by the way?
What's that?
How awful is a tie in the
NFL? Doesn't matter. I mean, it counts the same. You don't get burned for the game, and you don't get burned. You don't get burned for losing it. You don't get burned for winning it. So that's exactly what you get in a tie. They do.
Do you think that Donovan McNabb now knows that you can tie in the NFL?
Well, I watch him on NFL Network because he's on Playbook, and you know what? He's getting better. Playbook, as you know, Roy, is one of my favorite shows. I tape Playbook. I watch it 3 or 4 times. It could be better if I was on it, but it's pretty good. And Donovan really is getting better. I love all the guys on Playbook. I love Donovan. But I am taking St. Louis. Let's go to the next game real quick.
I can't do it while I'm playing the music.
Hey, the next game that we're going to talk about is Tampa and Carolina. Tampa Bay, maybe the surprise. The surprise of the NFC. They've scored more points in their last 5 games. Roy, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Than any time in history. Greg Schiano, the guy that caught a lot of crap for running submarine stuff in at the end of a game when somebody's just trying to run out the clock. Yeah. He's got these guys drinking the Kool-Aid, and they're believing in him. They really are. We'll be back in a minute. On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back, and I'm excited. You play to win the. Oh, that's right. I got Dennis's Green doing Herman's deal. Hey, we left off where when we left off. We were talking about Tampa Bay and Carolina, two African American quarterbacks, two great athletes, and two guys kind of going different directions. Last year, Cam was kicking ass. People were talking about how great he was. This year. You know, he was trying to, everybody was trying to talk him off a cliff. Every loss he made, he acted like it was the end of his career. I think he's 23, 24. Not the end of your career, son. But, you know, Tampa Bay, it's hard for me not to take them here, but I can't. And the reason I can't is because Tampa Bay is much better on the road as an underdog. I can't give any points with a team that's given up 28 points a game.
Yep.
Can you, Roy? I can't.
I'm on the same page. I don't really know which way to go on this. I think in one pool, I have Carolina, and then on my site, I think I have Tampa Bay. I'm split over this game, but it's not
it's
one of my
tough
top
game,
five
and
plays.
And you know what? It's going to be a really competitive game because both teams need to win.
Yeah.
Tampa has a shot at the playoffs if they continue to win. Now, here's the deal. Defensively, speaking to their defense, the Panthers have played an unbelievable schedule. They've lost to Tampa Bay, the Giants, the Falcons, Seattle, Dallas, Chicago, and Denver. You know what the records of those teams are? 44-22. That's probably the toughest schedule anybody's played all year. The Bucs losses have come against teams with a combined record of 17-20. So I can't take the Bucs. I think Carolina isn't performing horribly. they're just playing some teams that are better than them. And I think that today they can be better than Tampa Bay. I really do. You know what? They've got as good a defense. There's no question about that. And they're at home. And you know what? This comes down to a kind of me against you deal. And if you held a gun to my head, I'd probably take the Carolina Panthers here. But I'm going to pass on the game right now. Matthew, the next game, please. Atlanta, Arizona. You know, the Cards started out 4-0, Roy. And, you know, I was kind of surprised because I thought Kenny Wisenhunt, their head coach, who's a former Redskin, he's out there with Russ Grimm. And Russ Grimm, you know, is probably going to get a shot at a head coaching job in the offseason. Finally, he's deserved one. These guys are having a hard time running the ball at all. You know, they've got a lot of guys hurt. They just replaced their starting rookie left tackle because they've given up, are you ready for this, 41 sacks already. They got, you know, they got their starting quarterback hurt. Their backup quarterback's John Skelton from where, Roy? That little, that place up in New York?
It's
not Hofstra.
I don't remember.
Fordham.
Fordham, yeah.
The Fordham Rams.
The Rams.
The Rams. They're actually a sponsor on the show sometimes. And, you know, he's doing a pretty good job. This game could go, it's a 10-point game now. It's moved to 10 already. I like Atlanta a little bit, but you got to be careful here because the Cards are capable of playing some defense. And if Atlanta doesn't take them super serious, you got to wonder, is Atlanta was first and goal on the 1 yard line. You know, it was like I had Atlanta last week. Oh, that's right. I did. Okay. And they didn't score from the 1 yard line in four tries. Okay. How about four quarterback sneaks? Is there something wrong with that? Now, I can't get too mad at Mike Smith because he does a great job. And their record in that dome is unbelievable. So I like Atlanta a little bit. If they jump out in front, Julio Jones, by the way, is a game-time decision. So if you've got him in fantasy, you may want to look elsewhere because, you know, he's got a bad ankle. Knowing Julio, he'll play. But knowing their trainers and who they're playing, he may not play. You don't want to lose Julio Jones for another month just because you needed him for one game. I'm going to pass on this game. Let's go to the next game. I'm sorry, Roy. Do you like Atlanta or Arizona? Do you like either one of those?
I mean, it's not one of my.
I didn't mean for that guy to hit you, Roy. I mean, I should. Right. Okay.
It's not one of my top plays.
It's not.
I mean,
good.
I have Atlanta, but it's not one of my top plays.
You know, it's too many points. That's a lot of points for a defense like Arizona's. But let me say this. Arizona's defense has not played well in their last four or five games. You know, they start out 4-0, and look where they are now. Yeah. You know, I mean, they haven't done anything.
And I get that feeling that Atlanta's kind of switching it into cruise control for the next couple weeks. And I feel like Arizona is still fighting for a chance. So I don't like the line.
It'd be a good dog. But not indoors and not in their place. It'd be a better dog in Arizona. And you know what? Atlanta would be a 3 or 4 point favorite in Arizona. Let's go to the next game again. I want to hear that again. I love that. Dallas, -9 over Cleveland. This, my good friend, is what we call in the business a trap. This is the best example of a trap I've ever seen. I love Dallas, but not giving up 9 in the spaceship. This place sucks to play a football game in, especially if you're the home team, because it's really an advantage, in my opinion. Do you know what Tony Romo's quarterback rating is at home, Roy, this year? 60.
I don't.
60. Do you know how many touchdowns he's got at home this year? 2. Do you know how many picks he's thrown at home?
Mm-mm.
Double figures, baby. 10.
It's a trap.
It's a freaking trap.
It's a trap.
I love that. I haven't heard that yet.
Romo's been horrible at home. He's thrown 2 touchdowns, 10 picks. They're only a game and a half back from the Giants, who, by the way, Coach Coughlin, wake them the you know what up, because they look like crap. And you know what? If Eli's hurt, let somebody else start. You know. He is who we thought he is. DeMarco Murray might get a start today. And he's on my fantasy team, but I'm not starting him.
Well, he's doubtful. And the last report that I saw from Yahoo said that he wasn't going.
It's a game day. Well, you know what? He was questionable. And he was like 50% or better. But you know what? If they don't play him, Cleveland. You know what? Cleveland, let me tell you something. The Cleveland Browns catch a lot of crap, okay? Yeah, they got a brand new owner. And he loves the Browns. They have a head coach who has basically got a second lease on life with this new owner. He likes him. Pat Shurmur. I don't like him, but this guy does. Okay? They have outplayed. They've been in every game. You look at their record, pull it up. It's in every damn thing you'd ever want to find about the Cleveland Browns. Hell, go to clevelandbrowns.com if you don't believe me. Pull it up. They've been in every game all year. They have a great defense. Here's the big deal. If Hayden, their D-back, doesn't play, I'm going to pass on the game. If Hayden does play, I like Cleveland. Now, I'm not going to play him for more than two or three stars, but I love this because, Roy, when's the last time Dallas won at home? I mean, they've won one game, I think.
Yeah, one game. Yeah, they're 1-2.
I just don't like them in their place. Brandon Whedon had his horrible game last time. I think he's going to be fine. Trent Richardson, they're going to feed him the ball. The Cowboys' defensive backs should take care of the Browns' wide receivers. But you know what the Browns are that the Cowboys aren't? Physical. Now, the Cowboys are physical, but they're kind of physical. The Browns will hit you in the mouth over and over and over again. They have a very good defense. I like the Cowboys here all week. Then I started liking the Browns. Guess what? I'm passing on them. Matthew, hit me.
The shield is down.
What?
Oh, man.
What was that?
I'm having fun with my Admiral.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hey,
the
Roy.
Shield is free. Away from the Death Star.
What does this guy even say?
I don't know. I think that's Star Trek or something.
Hey, listen. Yeah, it's probably some stupid Batman thing, knowing Matt. Hey, you know what this next game is for Roy?
Oh, it's
New Orleans. New Orleans at Oakland.
Is this the one?
Yes. Wait till you hear who he likes.
This is my straight cash homie play of the week, and it is the New Orleans Saints. Which is currently -6. I had it at -4, but that's fine. I'll still take it at -6. It's my straight cash homie.
You're going to take New You know, Randy would take him -6.
Straight cash.
You know what, though? But you know, Randy's still got a condo in Oakland, I think. You know, people in California, you know, Randy likes those people. They're kind of freaky. The Saints are probably the hottest team in the NFL. Wouldn't you say that right now?
Absolutely.
Drew Brees is in late season form, and he has a running game to go along with his passing yards. I'm recognizing more and more people on their sidelines every week, which is a good thing. Chris Ivory, in my opinion, is as hot as any running back in football. They get Darren Sproles back this week, which will make them tougher. We're going to finish up with these guys in just a minute, but for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. You know, I was listening to something while there. The last segment of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the American League MVP, Cy Young picks, the National League MVP, Cy Young picks. Just going to talk a little baseball for 4 or 5 minutes, and then I'll probably give you all my plays again. If you go to NHBowl.com, you'll pull up all the picks, all the people, and you'll see that last week I went 3-0 in totals. And actually, I've won 4 weeks in a row now, and I'm back in the top five in both categories. And that's kind of the way I am. I'll have my down times, but the key is who do you pick to win at the end of the season? Winning in the playoffs is everything, everything. And you got to get there. You know, there's only a few, you know, I don't really discuss how I handicap very much on the show because it's only a 2-hour show and God, it just doesn't seem like enough time sometimes. But I'm going to tell you right now, the way it works when you handicap is you got to get a feel for teams. When there's 32 teams, it's hard to get a feel for them, all of them. I've got a feel for Tampa Bay right now. I have a feel for the Saints. I always have a feel for the Redskins because it's easy to have a feel for them. They normally just suck. I know when they're going to win. I know when they're going to lose. Roy, you know what I'm talking about, right? The Ravens, you and I are pretty good with the Ravens because we get a lot of information about them. Yeah. I felt like
at home.
Yeah,
Ravens at home.
That's exactly right. Well, I mean, even on the road because we know they're not going to be as good on the road. But the thing of it is, but we get a lot more information. The more people you read, the better. If you follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Hall Sports, you won't be sorry you did because I retweet the best people in the country. A lot of people don't even know to read Monday Morning Quarterback with Peter King. That's 20 minutes of some of the best reading for the week you'll ever read. And there's other neat stuff in there, too. Peter is one of my favorite writers. But there's only 100 great writers in NFL football. And then some, yeah, I mean, there's just 100 of them. But about every day, I will retweet 5 to 10 great pieces that if you're a handicapper or you just love pro football or if you love college football or if you love baseball, you will read them. So please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports. Roy at Sports Man Cave, right? It's just at Sports Man Cave.
That's all it is.
Sports Man Cave. All together. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's do that. Hey, let's finish talking about your straight cash homie play.
All right, let's do it.
Excuse me. I'm under the weather just a tad. Plus, I'm chugging Mocha Double Shot Energy Starbucks drinks. God, they're so good. You know, we talked about the Saints, how hot they are. Do you know how many points the Raiders have given up the last two games?
Yeah.
97 points. Let me repeat that. I can't even – that's a lot of points.
And then the game before that, I think they gave up,
it was in the 20s. But they have no – you know, for a team that's been known for their defense for years and for a team whose head coach – this must be frustrating for Dennis Allen because Dennis Allen's a great coach. Trust me, he is. But they have nothing. If you look at their personnel, you know, Reggie McKenzie came there from Green Bay, director of pro personnel for Green Bay. He's the general manager of the Raiders. They're like the Redskins, Roy, in a lot of ways, in my opinion. They got to rebuild the whole team. They don't even have an RG3 right now. They got a guy that can't run that the coach last year talked Al and his son into signing and giving away all these draft choices for Carson freaking Palmer.
Who, to be fair, though, Carson Palmer has played, what is it, 5 games in a row?
Yeah, but
throwing over 200.
Yeah, but he's facing prevent defenses 75% of the time.
That's true.
Because they're always behind by 20 points.
Which, if Carson Palmer is available in some of your fantasy leagues and your quarterback's on a bye or hurt like mine, get that guy.
You cannot turn away him in a fantasy league. But if he's my starting quarterback on my NFL team, the best I'm going to do with an average defense is 6-10. Number one, Carson can't move in the pocket. Number two, some days he looks great and some days he just throws the ball to the wrong color. You know, the thing that, you know, he was pretty decent in Cincinnati for 2 or 3 years. But if you look at Cincinnati's record over the past 5 to 10 years, you know, every other year they'll be okay, and every other year they suck. And it's not really Carson's fault, but here's another Southern Cal quarterback. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's not that good. I remember when the Redskins drafted his brother. You remember? He was on our squad for a while.
And
so
he was in Cincinnati with Carson.
I think, yeah, he's not with the Rams.
He's not
now. I think he's still in Cincinnati, or they cut him this year. But anyway, Roy, you love New Orleans today, right?
Yeah.
All right. I like them a little bit, but you know how much I like them? Not enough to play them -6, Roy. Not in the black hole, but I'm taking the over because, in my opinion, the winner of this game will put up a 50 burger. I don't care who it is if I play the over. I'm taking the over for 5 stars. Matthew, hit me, baby. God, I love that. Denver -8 over San Diego. Yikes. Talk about it. Two teams going different directions, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see Norv Turner blow up? Did you see him?
Did you see your buddy Norv?
God, I've never seen him ever do that. You know, he's been a head coach. Let's see. He was here 7 years. He's been a head coach in the NFL working on 20 years now. Probably 16, 17 years with San Diego, with Oakland. He was in Oakland. He worked for Al Davis. I don't know how he did that. That's how – well, he's from California. You know that, right? So the whole point is that Norv Turner last week in a press conference jumped all over some guy that asked him if he was worried about his job or something. or you know, whatever. I don't even know what the question was. Point is he lost it for Norv.
He got upset.
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, when Norv – I don't mean to make fun of people that stutter, and I'm not doing that, trust me. But Norv Turner stutters, okay? And everybody that stutters, you got to work through it, no matter how. When you're calling a play and you've got your mic into the quarterback's headset, if you start stuttering, buddy, what do you end up having to do, Roy? Call timeout, right? Because you can't get the damn thing to him, right? When he was in Washington, he burned all of his first half timeouts almost every game because he couldn't get a play in sometimes. And it wasn't so much that he stuttered. He's just stupid, too. Okay? So
But tell us what you really feel.
But
Bruce.
Listen, this guy, this guy was the offensive coordinator on the Dallas Cowboys when they had the best team in the universe. When they got all these great players through a trade that should never have been allowed with the Minnesota Vikings. You know what? He could have let Troy Aikman call every play out on the field, and they would have still won 3 Super Bowls. Maybe 4 if Norv wasn't calling the plays. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He sucks. You're right. The Saints are going to win today, and I think they're going to kick their butt. And I'm even going to play them for a small play today, 3 stars. I love them, Roy. Why do you love them so much? Just because Breeze is getting warmed up?
Yeah, the Saints are on a roll, and the Raiders' defense is awful. We saw Joe Flacco throw for 1.5 million yards on him last week. But punter scored against us. So
did they run a fake and score, didn't they?
They were up like 41-6 or something.
And they ran a fake?
And they ran a fake field goal.
Harbaugh. Yeah. They must not like each other for some reason. I mean, Dennis Allen came from Denver. He was the defensive coordinator last year in Denver. And to be honest, he did a great job there because they went to the playoffs, right? It was Dennis Allen's coaching, not John Fox. John Fox couldn't coach, you know, hookers at a dance studio. I don't like John Fox, to be honest with you.
I have never heard that one before.
Well, I mean, he couldn't.
I don't think I could coach hookers at a dance studio.
I'd give it a try. But listen, here's the deal. That guy's a good coach. He has nothing. You're right. The Saints have something to prove. If they win today, they're at 500, right? They're 5-5. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Saints too, Roy. You got me going. Give me the next one, Matthew. Hobbita, 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 hobbita. Now I'm thinking about a dance studio. New England.
At least it's not the hookers.
New England and Indianapolis. All right. New England and Indianapolis.
It's a trap.
No, this is not a trap. Let me tell you what this is. This might be the opposite of a trap. This might be a pseudo trap because New England is capable. First of all, Indianapolis is 6-3. I sent out a, you should follow me on Twitter, people, at Bruce All Sports. I sent out a tweet to all of my people about an hour and a half ago, Matt, right before we went on the air, and I said, okay, here's the deal. Washington was supposed to have a better record than Indianapolis this year with their number one and number two picks, you know, Andrew Luck and RG3, because we had better supporting cast than they did. I said, we're 3-6, they're 6-3, and their coach has cancer. I mean, we suck, and they're doing a great job.
To be fair, the Redskins have lost a lot of key players to injury.
Oh, stop and, it. Stop. And, you know what? You make me sick.
And the whole Chuck Strong
You better thing. Be happy you're in frickin' Morgantown right now.
The whole Chuck Strong thing, that can be used as a motivator.
They all shave their heads, but yeah, but
exactly. That's a team unity.
Oh, so the millions of dollars they're paid doesn't motivate them enough to win. Give me a break.
So basically, to get the Redskins to win, we need to get Shanahan to start.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. We're in the weakest division right now in the NFC. The Redskins. We have the worst record overall in the NFC and AFC is in the National Football League. Eastern Division, NFC East.
Doesn't Indianapolis, though, have the easiest schedule in football? If the way the things that work out, that's how they balance the schedule every year.
Hey, Roy, the Redskins lost to the Carolina Panthers.
They did. But the
wasn't that at home?
The Colts get to play the Jaguars twice a year.
Well, we get to play, look at the Eagles. They suck.
I'm just saying that the Indianapolis Colts were going to be better with Andrew Luck and the schedule that they get to play.
But they're not.
They get to play the worst teams in every division. Right?
Andrew,
isn't that how that works?
Andrew Luck today will break Peyton Manning's record. Did you know that? For rookies. Hey, we got to run. I don't need to do this.
No.
We'll be back in a minute. This is Bruce Hall and Roy G on AM 1230 WFAS. They are. They were.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
I'm back. I am back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Sarah Clapton, way back. This is Bruce Hall. I got Roy G in Morgantown. Roy, you still with me?
Yep.
Hey, are you getting a little bit of what got you last night already?
What?
Are you getting rid of your hangover by having a beer, I guess?
Oh, no, I honestly...
Because I got news for you. When I was your age, I was drinking already on Sunday morning after a bad night. Just put them together.
I got to drive home.
Then my suggestion is don't do that.
No, I'm not going to.
The Bruce Hall's official response.
Yeah, I've been. Listen,
yeah, it makes the drive go by faster.
Yeah, I've been sober.
That's a PSA.
I've been sober 28 years.
I've been sober for. Well, I didn't really
since
drink
you
last
since
night.
You passed really, out I, last night.
I honestly didn't drink that much last night.
Well, I believe it because you're so busy doing your sports man cave Morgantown stuff.
Yeah.
Where did you have your little thing last night?
Yeah, we had our tailgate in the green lot.
What was the weather like? Was it nice?
It was actually beautiful, yeah. And it was catered by Sandwich U here in Morgantown, and we had a lot of sponsors. We were working with Raw Dog Promotions and Ernie Inc. And it was great turnout on the tailgate. And then we had our post game at Whisper, which had to get postponed to Tuesday because of the traffic, how bad the traffic was.
Well, listen, for everybody in Morgantown, I make a lot of fun of you, but I love you. And I got friends up in West Virginia. A friend of mine used to own the Dungeon for years, years and years. Is the Dungeon still there?
No.
Well, they ran him out of town. He's in West Palm Beach now. But he used to be a wide receiver there. Bernie Kirshner went to Yorktown High School locally. Was an All-Metropolitan, are you ready for this? Wide receiver, All-Metropolitan first-team guard in basketball, All-Metropolitan outfielder in baseball. Got drafted by the Montreal Expos, went to West Virginia, and he ran plays in and out with Danny Buggs, who played for the Washington Redskins at one time. And Bernie owns two restaurants in Palm Beach, I think, now. And used to own the Dungeon and did a great job. But you know what? Sooner or later, you got to leave make-believe worlds. And college towns, believe me, are make-believe worlds because I lived in one until I was 28. And if I hadn't left, they'd have run me out of town, too. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy G on the line. Let's finish up. We love New Orleans. Let's go to the next game. Matthew. Denver. God, they're good. Over San Diego. You know what? I'm starting to think Denver's better than Houston, Roy. What do you think?
No.
What?
I agreed for a second. I agreed for a split second, and then I realized that Houston's the best team.
Hey, let me tell you something. The only thing that Houston is better than, in my opinion, right now, is a running game.
I think they play better defense.
I think they play as good a defense, and I think they've got a better quarterback. Plus, I think we know what Peyton's going to do, right? We got a pretty good idea. You know what I've loved about watching the Denver Broncos this year? I love the way that Peyton is coaching everybody. Have you noticed that? Now, he did that in Indianapolis. For years, we saw that. And we love, that's why we love Peyton Manning, because he's so emotional and he's so passionate about the game. And you know what? I love Eli, but Eli to me looks like occasionally there's a couple things missing somewhere, you know? Peyton, I don't think, misses anything. And remember what we said last year, and
Peyton's one of the best ever.
Yeah, but do you remember what I kept saying last year? What I was hearing was, and they've admitted this year that they still do it, is that Peyton, because he was hurt and didn't do anything last year, basically looked at film for Eli all week and basically told him what to do. Now, don't get me wrong, Eli had to do it, okay? But I think Peyton, who would you want? Who would you want looking at film? Would you want Peyton Manning? Yeah. I would make Peyton Manning, if I did a deal with Peyton Manning, and I think this was on the table in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. But he didn't want to play for Bud, what's his name? He's kind of a jerk anyway. But look at Tennessee now. I mean, they're having all kinds of problems. I mean, why would anybody want to be there, right? But Peyton will be a great head coach one day, if he wants to be. And I think he will, because I think that football is what he does. And they're given 8 points. They're in San Diego. I can't believe it's not 10. They're in Denver.
Yeah, it's in Denver.
A lot of people think that just being up there is 7 points with the altitude and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what they've averaged winning by? Their winning spread in the 5 games they've won out of their last 6 games, 18-point wins. They beat the Chargers a month ago in San Diego by 11. Phillip Rivers on the other side of the ball has been struggling, and he's got our buddy Norv trying to help him. Good luck with that. He's thrown for 15 TDs, but he's got 12 picks. The Broncos' defense has played well. They've stopped the run. What's even more impressive to me is 31 sacks they've got. And they get Elvis Dumervil back. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to start today. So this isn't looking good for Phillip Rivers, okay? But here's what I'm doing. I am leaving the 8 points alone because I'm getting picky, okay? That's a big back door there. That could be a small trap. Who needs to win more, San Diego or Denver, Roy?
San Diego.
Exactly. But you know what's going to happen up there? If the weather's good, which I think it is, it looks like it's 6 to 10 miles an hour winds, it's partly cloudy. Take the over. It's 53.5. I love that over. Because I think that if Phillip Rivers and the San Diego ball club is going to stay close, they better score 28 to 31 points, I think. I really do. Antonio Gates only needs one more touchdown catch to catch Lance Allworth. That's a Hall of Famer from the 60s and 70s. Most touchdowns by a receiver in San Diego history. The Broncos are playing as well, if not better, than every team in the NFL. Take Denver, and I'm taking the over for 5 stars. Roy, who do you like?
I like the Broncos here as well. It's not one of my top plays, but I do agree with you with the over. I have the over as one of my top plays.
Let's go to the next game. Thank you, Matt. Oh, this is going to be a hell of a game. Did we talk about New England Indy already? No, we didn't. We started to, but we didn't.
No.
Well, let's spend some time on this because this is a great game. Indianapolis 6-3. Patriots turnover margin best in the league, plus 16. Colts is minus 9. But the Colts are getting better every week. New England, I can't put my hand on it, but they're going to be able to run the football against Indy. They're going to be able to throw the ball against Indy. Do you know what I think? I think that Andrew Luck is going to be better than Tom Brady one day. And you know what? I would say that right now, Andrew Luck is about as – Tom Brady to me looks like he's an 8 on a 10 scale for Tom Brady this year. Now look, we all have our thoughts about how the Patriots win, right? Because we read, we're not stupid. But after losing to the Jets, 6 weeks ago, the Colts have won 4 games in a row. And they have, like you said, Roy, they've battled back, and they're getting together for their head coach, who's a great guy. The Colts are giving up a 96 quarterback rating to opposing quarterbacks. Steven Ridley has 814 yards rushing for New England and 6 touchdowns. Reggie Wayne, who's on my fantasy team, thank you very much, has only 3 touchdowns, but he's caught 69 balls already. And this is what I have written down. I predict a lot of damn points here today. I'm going to take the over for 54 for 5 stars. I love this game. And yeah. You know what I think is going to happen? I think Andy's going to come out smoking, and New England's going to probably win it right at the end. I'm taking the over. Who do you like, Roy Boy?
I have the game exactly how you just said. I think New England's going to come out, and I think Indianapolis is going to come out putting up a couple points, but then I think New England's going to squeak it out. I like Indianapolis plus 9, and I love the over.
So Roy,
we're on the same page here.
That sounds great. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy G. in Morgantown will be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
One of these days, I'm going to figure out how to use a hashtag. I just don't get it. I mean, sometimes guys send me stuff on Twitter with 5,000 hashtags, and I'm like, dude, I'm getting a headache just looking at these hashtags. Hashtags. What a stupid name.
Yeah, I'll teach you right now.
No, so, I don't want. No, don't teach me anything. This is the last segment.
Put a hashtag in front of it.
This is the last.
You win.
This is the last segment. Listen.
It's a sentence with no spaces.
Roy.
It's so hard to read.
Roy, we're gonna. This is our last segment of the day. And when this segment is over, we won't even be talking to anybody. Won't be doing the show until after Thanksgiving. And just want to say a couple of things right now. I was going to do it at the end of the show, but you know what? We always get caught up and don't have enough time. Look, be thankful. Everybody that listens to the show, I'm thankful for everything in my life. I'm thankful for my family, first and foremost. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful that somebody's put me here to be in a country that I'm proud to be a member of, no matter what you read and see in the papers, which really I don't care. What matters is what matters to you and try to help somebody. Look, if you've got a friend or if there's somebody at Thanksgiving that you're not sure if they've got a place to eat or if there's anything going on or they're hundreds and thousands of miles away from home, invite them over for Thanksgiving dinner. There's nothing more fun than watching football and eating. Seriously, there's not. Especially if it's Peking duck. And I think that's what I'm going to try to do is have duck for Thanksgiving. Anyway, we're back to the last game that I want to even talk about in the NFL. And then, Roy, I want to spend a few minutes on the MVP and Cy Young Award winners in the American and National League. Because even though baseball is over, baseball, awards are going on and on. And we'll continue to see some stuff. Baltimore-Pittsburgh, how big a game is this, Roy?
It's about as big as they get, really. It's one of the biggest. It's probably the best going rivalry right now, other than the Bears-Packers in the NFL. I mean, the Redskins-Cowboys rivalry is up there. But
it's over.
Neither team is really competitive.
It's over. I mean, that's not even a big deal anymore, is it? Yeah. I think the Cowboys-Giants is bigger than the Cowboys-Redskins now. Yeah. At least they claim that. That's what they claim.
I mean, it's that rivalry is pretty big.
It's still big to the fans.
It's big to the old. It's big to old people like me.
I'm talking about the whole NFL community. The whole NFL community watches Pittsburgh Baltimore. The whole NFL community watches Manning, Brady. The whole NFL community watches Packers, Bears, and the Redskins. Dallas has been pushed to the back burner. I guess Giants. Dallas has been pushed up a little bit because it usually has NFC East implications to it. But
well, it should be exciting. And this coming week is definitely going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Hey, Baltimore has given 3.5 to Pittsburgh. And guess what, Roy? They're in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Now, this is happening because Ben Roethlisberger is down. And what you have to ask yourself, is Ben Roethlisberger being down only worth 7 points? You know, that's a good question, because a lot of people think that the backup for Ben Roethlisberger, the cat from Marshall, you know who I'm talking about.
Byron Leftwich?
Yeah. Who's got a great arm, but he takes 5 seconds to get rid of the ball. He runs in place. He's slower than molasses, and he's probably got 40 pounds of extra weight on him. Although he's from Washington, D.C., he went to high school here, was a great player in high school and college. I just don't, you know, I can't get a feel for this. I would normally take Pittsburgh anyway, plus the 3.5 at home with that defense. But Baltimore has, they're getting better on the defensive side of the ball. And supposedly, I don't think he's going to be available today. But LaMarcus, is it Webb or Smith is supposed to come back. One of their corners is coming back today.
I don't think either of them are back.
Your boy T. Sizzle's getting better every day. Mm-hmm. And having him in the lineup makes a big difference.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes a difference, having him back.
This is going to be a defensive, you know, slug out, in my opinion. The Steelers have never beaten the Ravens without Ben. They're 0-4. So, I mean, that alone right there tells you maybe Baltimore is a good play here. I would say that Baltimore on a neutral field is probably just a little bit better than them. Now, they're gonna be able to run the football by committee. Pittsburgh, the Ravens have Ray Rice. You know, Ray Rice can play if they just give him the freaking ball. Mm-hmm. I just don't like Cam Cameron. I think, you know what I think? I think that this is too close a game to call. I got to pass on it. What are you going to do, Roy?
I'm passing on the line, but I really like this total. I like the
do
under.
Do you really?
You like the under.
You like? I don't blame you.
I like the under 41 here. There's a backup quarterback in for the Steelers. This is if you know anything about this rivalry, it's never a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be something like a 13-10, maybe a 17-14 kind of game. I like the under.
You know, that's a lot of points, too. 45.5 for these two teams is a lot of points. And you know what that's based off of? Baltimore's lack of being able to stop people this year, but I think they're getting better on defense. I think you're right. I think it's going to be like a 17-13 game. Something mm-hmm. like that. But I can't tell who. I couldn't tell you who's going to win. Because Flacco could go into Flacco mode.
Yeah, exactly.
He could start hitting guys with black and gold on. it happens, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when he has wide open receivers, it happens. And I got to tell you something. They will knock your you-know-what into the dirt in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They, you know, I love Ryan Clark.
Yep. These are two teams that don't like each other.
No, they don't. They hate each other.
Flacco is bad on the road, and Leftwich hasn't. This is his first start this season. He hasn't played in a while.
And Dennis Dixon's not there anymore, is he?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think he is either, because I think if he was there, he'd be starting. Because Dennis Dixon gives you something that, you know, Leftwich definitely can't give you, which is legs. He can run. Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that too. Let's do this now. Let's talk a little bit, Roy, about Major League Baseball.
This says, I just looked up Dennis Dixon, and it says here that he's a Baltimore Ravens quarterback. He must be practice.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
He must be a practice squad guy.
Well, you know, either that or he's number three. He's number three. Because wasn't Dennis Dixon the guy they brought in that almost beat him that night? It was like, I want to say it was a Monday night game because I was there.
Dennis
snowed.
Yeah, he was a Steelers guy. You know, I wouldn't be I haven't really looked into this much, but I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore picked him up this week just to get some stuff on the Steelers.
No, I think he's been there, come to think of it.
Well, because their backup quarterback is Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor, isn't he a Virginia Tech boy?
Yeah. So I didn't know Dennis Dixon was on the roster. I didn't know that.
Isn't that amazing?
And I live in Baltimore.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. He may just be a practice squatter.
I think he's a practice squad guy.
But let me tell you why that's so good, because you can do a lot of things with both of those guys. Tyrod Taylor and Dennis Dixon could play wide receiver if they had to, because they both run probably a 4.5 40, and they both have great hands. You know who we didn't talk about? The Jaguars and the Texans.
Mm-hmm. There's not much to talk about there.
You know what? You know, the Jaguars, no, we did talk. Was this the trap? I think it was.
It's a trap.
It is a trap. God, it's a trap. 15.5 points? Yeah, I think so. When was the last time you hit a big one like that? I haven't hit one like that in 2 years. Matter of fact, that's why I left it alone.
I mean, I'm not touching it, but in my since I play, I pick every game. I don't, you know.
Exactly. You got to stop doing that.
I have Houston because I can't pick the Jaguars.
Well, how can you pick the Jaguars?
Exactly.
How bad are they? Bad.
They're terrible.
They're horrible. They have no running game. They have no defense. Actually, their defense is getting better. They're getting healthy. But let's see. The Texans held the Jaguars in September to 117 yards. That's not good. Come to think of it, you know what? Just because I'm so stupid, I think I'm going to take Houston for 3 stars. Hey, you know what? They
it's
do
a
need.
Trap.
Yeah, but you got to understand. It is a trap. But you know what? It is. God, you know what? I'm passing on the game. So I keep hearing
I
this
just
voice.
Saved you.
I keep hearing this voice in the back of my head. Hey, Roy, real quick.
Oh man,
are you? Hey. Were you surprised Buster Posey won the MVP of the National League?
No.
You know how happy that makes me because I got so much Buster Posey memorabilia from his rookie year.
He had an awesome season.
He did. He did.
And his team won the World Series. I mean, that's,
they did.
You know,
they did.
He's the one who got him there. Really. I mean, Panda had that great World Series, and he had the three home runs. But Buster Posey was solid all season.
Let me tell you something.
That's what you need.
Buster's a four hole hitter who hits like a three hole hitter. And for a manager, that's phenomenal. The Cy Young in the National League
went to
R.A. Dickey.
First time ever a knuckleballer won the Cy Young.
R.A. Dickey, we featured, you remember, first week of baseball season, because that's when he came out with that book. And I bought the book and read about three chapters, and I tried to get an interview with him, and I couldn't get anybody from the Mets to call me back. So I kind of gave up on that, but I do tweet R.A. He's a really good kid. I call him a kid. He's 37. I'm 59. He could be my kid. So he's not, though. I don't want to start anything. But R.A. Dickey had a great year. He's like no other knuckleballer in the history of baseball. He throws his knuckleball over 80 miles an hour. Well,
doesn't he have three different knuckles or something?
He
like that?
Has everything. And you know what? The Mets picked up his option for $5 million, and they need to re-sign him. And what a surprise. His agent is asking for over $10 million a year for 3 years. He's worth it. If they don't get – you know what? You know who should pick him up? The Nets. If the Nets pick him up, he'll win 15 to 20 games a year with that team.
Well,
I would. I'd pick him right up right now. I mean, they'd have to get him in a trade because he's signed.
The Nationals have a lot of arms, and they have Lucas Giolito.
Yeah, but they don't have everybody signed, and Giolito has another year to wait because he had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, but
Giolito's a rookie. He's not even going to be in the majors for two or three more years.
That's fine, but the Nationals have the arms to let him wait.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They need a five. They need a five arm right now. Would you like to have a Cy Young Award winner for your five arm?
Well, I think they have a Cy Young Award winner as their ace. I think Gio should have won the Cy Young.
No, come on. No,
I do. I think he should have won.
You're on drugs then.
I think it was a good story to have.
Look at the numbers.
R.A. Dickey, and
I'm not going to argue with you. Let's go over because the numbers don't even match up. Look, when you do that good of a job in the National League, on a team that sucks, you deserve everything.
That's true, but I think Gio had a lot to do with the National
League. Gio's ERA was
record.
Over three.
But then
over three.
He took the Nationals to the best record in baseball.
Doesn't matter. If R.A. Dickey had been a net, he'd have still won the Cy Young Award. He'd have still pitched 250 innings and still won 20 games. He might have won 25 games with the Nats. Don't you think?
Listen to what you're saying. That you said that if the Nats pick up R.A. Dickey, that he'd be their five guy.
He's not even
the best pitcher on that.
Roy, I'm saying that because they don't have their five starter signed. That's all. They don't have a five starter right now.
But do you think if you put R.A. Dickey on the Nationals, is he your ace?
I think he's one of your top two or three. Yeah. I don't even think you have an ace on the Nats. Strasburg is always going to be your ace until he dies, okay? Hey, real quick, American League Miguel Cabrera, Triple Crown winner, definitely deserved it. That's what I think. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
All right, Justin Verlander, did he deserve it?
Yes.
I agree. Hey, that's pretty good. We agreed on something. You're crazy, though, about Gio. Gio was like fourth or fifth in the ballot, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
No, he didn't.
I think he deserved it.
No, he didn't.
Call me a homer, but I think he deserved it.
No, he didn't.
But Real quick, though, some big news in basketball. Mike D'Antoni, former Knicks coach, named the Lakers coach. They passed up on Phil Jackson. Reports say that Phil Jackson was ready to become the next Lakers coach. He was asking for a lot. He was asking for some ownership stock, as some reports say. But they went with D'Antoni, who has not won a playoff series since 2006.
That's okay. Hey, guess what? We're done. You've been listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back next week.